Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're gonna try and sum up some of the information that was put out all this week. You know, if you've been listening to the Del Walmsley radio show, he took a deep dive into a book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. If you didn't hear it, you can get our podcasts, which our every show we do is podcasted. You can get that podcast at lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the radio button and you'll see all of our podcasts. And yesterday, I took my own different approach to Think and Grow Rich. I basically did a book report for you. And what I tried to impart upon you was the wisdom that Napoleon Hill created when he wrote this book back in 1937. You know, granted, it's an old book, but it is filled with great information, and it's timeless information. It's information that worked back then, and it's working now. And I'll tell you what, if you want to start reshaping your mind, you have to start reading some books. Okay, you can listen to them, books on tape. That's another way to do it. I mean, we are in a virtual age. But my point is this, you have got to change your mindset, because what you're doing right now isn't working and it's ineffective, and we've got to change that. And I'll tell you what, let me just give you some background on me. For those of you that listen to the show, I'm probably going to bore you for the next couple of minutes because I'm going to talk about me, and you already know about me. But for those of you that are just tuning in, or you've listened to the show for a little while and you don't know much about me, here you go. I'm going to give you my quick resume. You know, I retired in 2014 from the United States Army. And what I found was this. I was physically retired, but I was not financially retired. You see, when you serve in the military, you get the benefit of a pension. Well, let me take that back. For people that are currently coming into the military, they don't get the benefit of a pension. The pension has been wiped out and been replaced with what's called a TSP, a thrift savings plan, which is just the military's version of a 401k. Yeah, it's just another forced savings plan. And in my opinion, it's not going to work. It's not going to work for the military, and I think it's going to be a catalyst for people that want to get out of the military, because that pension that could be due and payable in 20 years of service is no longer on the table. Well, for me, the pension was still on the table, but here's the problem. When you're serving on active duty, you get what's called basic pay, and then you get certain allowances, and those allowances include a housing allowance, a subsistence allowance. Can never say that word correctly. If you're in a combat zone, I've been one of those things, you get hazardous duty pay and imminent danger pay and all these other types of pays. And then there's pro pays. I mean, if you happen to be a part of the medical profession or the legal profession, there is additional pay and allowances that are due for you. If you're a Army paratrooper, you get jump pay. And we're not talking about tons and tons and tons of money, but we're talking about creating an income stream, which, you know, is not a bad income stream. I will tell you that when my final years in the Army, once you rolled all of these base pays and allowances together, I was making around six figures a year. Now, it wasn't, you know, like in the high six figures. It was in the, okay, I just barely made it into six figures. But not bad income. But here's the dirty little secret. When you retire, all of those additional pay and allowances, they go away. They completely go away. And what you get is you get a percentage of your base pay based on the number of years of service that you have. Now, you have to amass 20 years in order to even qualify for the pension. And we still have military members that are working on the pension right now, except for those of you that have been in the service for less than 2 years, you're getting hosed. That's just my opinion. But getting back to my story, I had to endure making a big financial change in my life. You see, when it came time for me to shift off of active duty, to walk away from my paycheck, my pay and allowances, all that money I was making for serving our country, I had a pension. And that pension paid me about one third of what I was making. So you go ahead and do the math. Let's just assume I was making $100,000. I was making a little bit more. Just assume it's $100,000. What's one third of $100,000? Yeah, you smart people in the audience, you know the answer already. It's about $33,333. Okay, we're just going to make it simple, and we'll just say it's $33,000 a year. And you divide that by 12 months, I was making about $2,750 a month in my pension. Now, that was a far cry from what I was making, which was about three times that amount. So my life was radically changed. And my separation from the military was not due to anything that I did wrong. It just was a natural occurrence based on my rank, my time in service, the ability for me to promote upward, because the pyramid gets even tighter as the farther up you get. And at the end of the day, it was my turn to leave. So I left, and I found myself in Fort Living Room trying to figure out how I was going to sustain myself. You know, when you go from making a certain amount of money to making one third the amount of money, you have a very critical financial problem. And I'll tell you what, that financial problem was definitely hitting me square between the eyes. You know, I needed to find a job, but there's a little thing out there called, well, I call it age discrimination, because I was 50 years old at that time, and I'll tell you what, I had a pretty good resume, at least I thought I had a pretty good resume, but I had a real hard time breaking into any other industries or any other line of work, because, you know, at the end of the day, the people that are high up in the food chain and those organizations don't necessarily want to bring a guy like me into the organization, because I could compete very well with them. And I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into transitioning your mind from a middle class mentality to a millionaire's mentality, because that's something that I had to go through, and you're going to need to go through it too. We'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, I'm going to try and help you change your mindset from a middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. But before I do, let me finish kind of telling you my story, because I think it's important. I think a lot of you will kind of resonate with the story, because it is a story of frustration. It is a story of, you know, I did everything I was supposed to do, and then bam, the world turned upside down on me. And what I was mentioning in the previous segment was, even with a pension, I was only making one third of what I had made when I was serving on active duty. So when I quote unquote retired, I was physically retired, but not financially retired. And I, you know, quickly realized that I needed to find another line of work. Well, the problem was this: 50 years old, not a lot of people want to hire a 50-year-old, because they, you know, to be honest with you, I think that they feel that they can get the same equivalent of talent for a lot less money if they hire somebody younger. It's just that's just the way I feel, because I went through that. It took me 10 months Now get this, 10 months of very diligent searching for a job, resume, after application, getting no response from anyone, just nothing, not even a courtesy of, hey, we got your resume. Okay, there was one company that did that. One out of the many companies that did that. And I'll tell you what, it was a challenge. Well, I finally was hired on by one of the municipalities where I live. But the problem I had with that job was this. I actually liked the work. I did like the work. But I hated the toxic work environment. I hated watching people trying to, scratch and claw their way to the top. I hated watching the backstabbing. I hated watching the gotcha stuff. I hated that there were people that were in positions of authority above me that didn't know their butt from a hole in the wall. Now, I tried to keep that as clean as I could, but that's really the way I felt. And I'll tell you what, I realized very quickly that I probably wasn't going to move up that food chain. Should have been very happy to have been hired. And I spent about 3 years working in that organization. And I'll tell you why I left in a few minutes. I really thought I was going to have to work until I died. Yeah, that's pretty much the way it was. Then, lo and behold, I hear this radio show. It just happened to be this radio show that I'm on now. So it kind of gives you an idea how things have transitioned over time, because I went from kind of zero to hero. And here's how I did it. I listened to the radio and I heard an unchanged advertising slogan that said, finally, a real estate investor program that works. And I'll tell you, I'd always been interested in real estate. I had bought real estate previously. I didn't do a good job of it because I didn't have a formal training in it, just basically what I'd learned in some books and some guru self-help tapes. And I went out and I bought some real estate, but I really didn't know what I was doing. And, when I listened to this radio show, it conveyed some information to me that really resonated with me. It said, retire in 5 years or less, replace your earned income with passive income, and stop depending on your 401ks, IRAs, and pensions for your retirement. And on top of that, start enjoying life more. Wow. You know what? While I was working for the city, this information resonated with me. This information made an impact on my brain. And you know what I thought? I thought, man, that sounds too good to be true. Is it? It must be too good to be true. But the more I got involved, the more that I realized that every single one of those claims was achievable. And the only catch was that it required me to take some action and actually do some work. And there's a problem that exists between your chosen path and your desired outcome of wealth not meeting up. Most people are not looking to get rich or for get rich quick schemes. Most people are already working hard and are dedicated to something. And 200 years of financial literature helps to promote the path of wealth through real estate. And you know what I learned? It's not just for the wealthy. Now, everything I'm going to share with you is not a secret or new. Okay, all of it can be found in your public library. It can be found in the books that I recommend that you read. And others are out there claiming that you have to buy their books or their CDs to get their secrets. Well, the truth is this. There are no secrets. Real estate has remained relatively unchanged. And Ben Franklin, one of the first self-made millionaires in America, amassed great wealth using similar practices. Are you interested? You want me to continue? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to continue. And let's talk about the differences between a millionaire mentality and a middle class mentality. Now, to fully understand the millionaire mentality, it's best to look at the employee or the middle class mentality first. So let's focus on that. I was taught that there's a path to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. And it was this. Do well in school, get into a good college and get a degree, get a good job to get good pay and benefits, and hopefully that job is going to provide me with retirement based on either a pension or stock options or 401ks, whatever the junk flavor of the day was. Well,
As I mentioned, my path involved a call to service. You know, I did well in school and I got into a good college. I went to the University of Southern California and go Trojans. But at the end of the day, I couldn't afford to go there. And fortunately for me, I had competed for and earned a four-year Army ROTC scholarship, which paid for my tuition. But room and board, man, I'll tell you, they were all my responsibility. Can you say hello to student loan debt? Yeah, I had to deal with a little bit of that coming out of college. Well, like I said, 27 years later, the Army selected me for promotion. I didn't tell you that part. And decided at pretty much about the same time that it was time for me to retire. So I went from career to unemployment just like that. And remember what I said, my retirement money was only one-third of what I was making when I was on active duty. Now, while all of this was going on, while all of this trying to find a job was going on, I came down with cancer. And not once, but I got it twice, two different kinds of cancers. Now, I'll tell you right now, I am cancer-free. I am in full remission. Everything is good to go. So I don't want you to worry about me. But you know, the reason I bring that up is you pile on health issues on top of unemployment issues, on top of forced retirement issues. You know, I was a big soup sandwich. And if you think about what a soup sandwich looks like, yeah, it's a mess. Okay. So I've got a question for you. Would you consider 5 years to be a long time? Well, if you've been doing anything for 5 years straight, like working over 40 hours a week, and that work has not produced enough passive income to meet or exceed your bills, then what you're doing is ineffective and it needs to change. Yeah, that's right. It is ineffective and it needs to change. And I'll tell you what, I was feeling like a failure. You know, I did everything I was supposed to do. I gave loyalty in my life to the Army, but I still wasn't in control of my retirement destiny. And worse, my passive income did not cover my bills. And when we come back, I'm going to get into some more information on changing your mindset so that you too can achieve the results that I've had an opportunity to achieve. Back after this.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Al Gordon, and I am talking about changing your mindset. You know, in the first half of the show, I was giving you some background about me and what was going on in my life and, you know, what caused me to transition out of the military into the civilian sector and the challenges I had doing so. I'll tell you what, it was difficult. So I'll tell you, if you are a military member and you're listening to my voice, take heed. Because when the time comes for you to hang up your boots, it may not be as pleasant of an experience as you think it's going to be. And I'll tell you, in my world, what I was doing was ineffective and it needed to change. So I read a book by Tony Robbins called Unlimited Power. And in that book, he says there is no such thing as failure versus success. There's only results. And he goes on to say this. He says, if you evaluate your life as fail versus success, then that is ego-based. And be careful of your ego, because it's more concerned about being right than it is about being effective. And ego sees things according to what others think about you. So when I focused on the results and only on what I achieved, that left me really with two choices. The first choice was this. Continue down the path that I was on and use the trial and error method, which is this. You make a little change to get a new result. You make a few more changes to get another result. Or you just follow the advice of Andrew Carnegie from over 100 years ago, which is this. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Find someone who has success out of what you want and imitate them. Andrew Carnegie called this a mastermind group. Robbins calls it a role model or a mentor. And I'll be using the term mentor for the rest of the show because that's what we're all about at Lifestyles Unlimited. So option number two actually made a lot more sense to me than option one. You know, basically, let's go find a mentor. So the first place I looked was to my family. You know, they love me, they admire me, they respect me. Are any of them financially independent? No, actually none of them are. So none of my family qualified as my mentor. You know, I looked to my friends at my old workplace at the city of San Antonio, and most were in the same or even worse position than I was. Some appeared to be doing well until I started digging deeper. And then I found this. Some people were on their fourth marriage. They had estranged kids. They had sacrificed their entire personal life on the altar of their career. So as a result of that, none of them qualified to be my mentor. So what did I do? I turned to late night TV and CDs and classes and things like that, you know. And here's the thing about those guys. They feed on the financially troubled people. And the majority of the sellers actually own no real estate investments themselves. I know, it's a shocker, isn't it? They're in the business of selling books, tapes, and CDs and training manuals, but they're not necessarily in the business of investing in real estate. So in my pursuit to find a mentor, gain an education, and surround myself with successful, like-minded people, I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. But before I could begin buying any real estate, I first had to work on changing my mindset and change it from that middle-class mentality to a millionaire's mentality. So let's talk about some of the principles to a changed mindset or a millionaire's mindset. In his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey points out that the things to do with money are neither right nor wrong. They're either effective or they're ineffective. And simply put, what you're doing now to build wealth for yourself and your family, it's either working or it's not. So why is this so important? Well, here's why. 9 out of 10 Americans retire at or below poverty income levels. So think about it. In retirement, we simply become consumers of our own money and hope that we die before it runs out. The latest government statistics, again from the U.S. Census Bureau, this time from 2015, shows that out of every 100 people to reach the age of 65, now get this, only 1% retires wealthy. 4% have adequate resources in the way of passive income to continue living the same lifestyle in retirement as they did while working. 3% have to work until they die or they can no longer work. And in that case, they join the largest number, which is 63%, who are dependent on friends, relatives, charity, or the government. And ironically, here's the most difficult statistic of all. Out of every 100, 29% will die before they even reach retirement age. 29%. So to illustrate this example, I'm going to call somewhere San Antonio. And what we all want to do, we all want to get from that place where we're at to that place of peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness, which I'm going to call Disney World. And people start telling us about how to get to Disney World. Our parents, our teachers, our guidance counselors, professors, bosses, stockbrokers, financial planners. The list is it just goes on and on. And eventually we stop and reevaluate because we say, well, why are we not there yet? And we realize that one of two things occur that makes us stop dead in our tracks. We either have a financial catastrophe, like I had, or we have a midlife crisis. Now, for those of you that don't know what a midlife crisis is, it's this simple. You think people in your family live to the age of 80. You're currently 40. You are now at midlife. Time for a crisis, because at the end of the day, you're not where you're trying to get to. And Stephen Covey states that after that stop, most people start to internalize it. They start thinking, dude, I'm not smart enough. So what I'll do is I'll go out and get a degree. Maybe I'll get a graduate degree. I'll get plenty of, here's the thing. There are plenty of double bachelors or MBAs out there. And I'll tell you what, just getting that education doesn't get you any closer to Disneyland. Gets you just as broke as I was. And, you know, a lot of people will start to think, well, I haven't used my time wisely. I'll work harder. Well, here's the problem with that. They sacrifice other areas in their life, and they spend less time with their family. Not the direction I wanted to go in. And even then, others will think it's their attitude. They think, you know what? I'm going to take some self-help or some motivation courses. Well, let me be very honest with you. The problem is not with you. It's with your map. The people that taught us how to get to Disney World have never been to Disney World. You know, Andrew Carnegie's wisdom still applies from 100 years ago. He said this, "Don't talk to anyone about how to get to Disney World who has not gotten there themselves." So what I want you to do is this. I want you to take that map that society gave you, and I want you to throw it away. Just make it go away, because you don't need to deal with that anymore. Now, I want you to help others. Don't confuse. Well, let's see. Let's take it back one step. A lot of people think they have to do it yourself. Okay. But don't confuse do it yourself with doing it by yourself. You see, self-made millionaires didn't do all by themselves. Several people helped them along the way. And remember, you and only you are responsible for your financial position. It's not the government or your employer. And ultimately, it's up to you to take action and be proactive. So that gets me to that the topic of helping others, which is an absolute in our capitalist society. Did you know that every dime of capital in the U.S. is controlled by somebody? There is no pile of unclaimed money just waiting for someone to come and get it. And to get more money, it will have to come from someone else's money. And you're going to have to either provide a service or you're going to have to add value to something. Now, service is what you provide when you perform your job, doing a task for someone else who either does not want to or can't do it for themselves. And what they're doing is they're leveraging your time and talents. If a company pays you $50,000 a year in salary, then they base that on the expectations of profiting $150,000 from your efforts. Yeah, the rule is usually three times what they pay you. That's how much utility you're supposed to bring in. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we also make our money by providing a service. We teach people how to retire in 5 years or less instead of 40. I'll tell you what, it's the real deal. So, you know, if you're thinking about how do I get started, the best way to get started is to attend one of our virtual free workshops. You can find it at freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Holy smokes, we're already in the fourth segment, and I'm just kind of getting tuned up right now. You know, I'm trying to get a lot of good information out to y'all because it's information you need to hear. And in the last segment, I was talking about the principle of helping others, and it's a very important principle. We talked a little bit about service and adding value to something, and we when it comes to service, it's what you do when you perform your job. You're basically doing something for someone else who either can't do it for themselves or they don't want to do it for themselves. And in the real estate context, when weighing out adding value and providing a service, this is the difference between two opposite and opposing terms. You see, you've probably heard about flippers. Now, I don't mean flippers on a seal. I'm talking about people that flip houses, real estate flippers. They're also called dealers, and I'll get into why they're called dealers in a moment. But they are not real estate investors. Despite what Flip This House or Flip or Flop would have you believe, flippers are actually real estate dealers. They're on the add value side of the equation. So what does that mean? Well, it means this. Simply, a dealer is someone who they're going to buy, fix up, and sell. Basically a flipper. And an investor buys and fixes, but instead of selling, they hold their investments. That's the real key difference between the two. And they buy it for only $50,000, mainly probably due to death, taxes, divorce, deferred maintenance, some other reason. So we'll just assume there's $20,000 in deferred maintenance. So all in, they're looking at $70,000. If it's worth $100,000, then there's a $30,000 spread between the all in and the after repair value, right? We call that equity. And after the property is rehabbed and after backing out holding and closing costs, the dealer's going to make maybe around $20,000. Now, the investor does the same thing to fix up the property, but they don't immediately sell. They provide a service for a family who wants clean, decent, dependable housing in which to live. Single family homes in this market are readily producing around $400 a month positive cash flow. Okay. That works out to be about $4,800 a year. Now I'm focusing on the general San Antonio market because that's the market I know the best. And a small 40 unit apartment complex could easily bring in about $100 per door. Okay. So what does that really boil down to? Well, if you're a real estate investor and you are holding your assets and you've got 10 single family homes producing $400 a month in passive income for you, that's $4,000 a month. Or you go out and buy that apartment community and it's throwing off $100 per door. You've got 40 doors that produces about $4,000 a month. Now, Let's take a look at it from a different perspective, because flippers are considered dealers, and dealers from the IRS's perspective are people that are taxed differently than real estate investors. See, we as real estate investors, we pay capital gains taxes upon the sale of a property. Okay. And those capital gains taxes are usually much more advantageous than the ordinary taxes that a dealer or a flipper pays, which is equivalent to the taxes that you pay in your W-2 job. Yeah. So all that money comes out. Now, a flipper is going to have to pay taxes on all that income, okay, that they make. That $30,000, They're going to pay somewhere between 25 and 35%. And because they're self-employed, they have to pay both sides of Social Security and Medicare, which is roughly 15.5%. So it's safe to say that 40 to 50% of that $20,000 is going to be gone. Okay. And after taxes, you're left with about $12,000 using an average of about 45%. So $12,000 is not too bad for a couple of months' work. But let's go back to the tale of two households. If you've got the flipper and they make $12,000 on a flip and their expenses are $4,000 a month, how soon does that flipper need to have another deal done? Yeah, basically in another 3 months or they're going to be out of money. Now, a lot of flippers have projects running concurrently, okay, because they can't allow themselves to run out of money because that's their job. That's what they do for a living. The real estate investor, on the other hand, we hold those assets and we continue to grow those assets until we get to, say, 10 single family homes paying $4,000 a month or 140 unit small apartment community that's paying $4,000 a month. Now, keep in mind, if our households are similar, I am paying $4,000 a month to live, and I've got $4,000 a month coming in from my investments, when do I have to go back to work? I'll give you a minute to think about that. The answer is I don't. I have effectively retired myself. And that is something that you've got to get into your mind, is that you have to start looking at things from a different lens. You know, passive income affords you the freedom to choose what kind of lifestyle you want, whether you want to work or not. We have plenty of Lifestyles Unlimited members that have achieved retirement that choose to work. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, it will give you the opportunity to maybe volunteer your time. Or maybe you could take a low-paying job part-time at something you love. That's kind of what I'm doing. Or maybe you stay home with your family or the kids. Well, some of you have been staying home with the family and the kids for the last 2.5 months, and you're probably ready to rip your hair out. So maybe that's not necessarily in your glide path. But if you could stay home with your family and kids and get out of the house, that would probably alleviate a lot of the problems. You know, Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, says all the time, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And there's nothing wrong with flipping, okay? But it's important that you understand the difference and the importance of passive income. Passive income gives you financial freedom. Otherwise, you've simply replaced your job with the job of being a flipper. So what I want you to do is I want you to take those dreams of flipping homes and I want you to shatter them, because I'm here to tell you, at the end of the day, it's not going to work out for you. It's going to be a painful experience. So the other thing I think is very important about helping others is something that a gentleman by the name of Zig Ziglar said. He said this: you can get anything you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? I think it's amazing. But what I really want you to do is sit back for a minute and think about the path you're on. Think about the roadmap you're following. Is it an effective roadmap? Is it designed to get you retired in 5 years or less? I would say for the majority of you out there, the answer is no. And that is a painful, painful answer, because that's the painful place I was at. See, I had done everything I was supposed to do for God and country. And at the end of the day, it was time for me to retire. And I didn't have enough money to live off of. I really didn't. And I was in a world of hurt. I mean, I was burning through title loans on my vehicles. I burned through what little savings I had. Heck, I even got to the point where I was taking cash advances out on credit cards just to make ends meet. And it took me 10 months, 10 long months, until I found employment. And the employment that I found was not rewarding. It really wasn't. I enjoyed the work, but I didn't enjoy the work environment. I really didn't. I was a fish out of water, because in my mind, I knew I could do all of my superiors' jobs much better than they could. And I think they knew that, but I was frustrated by the inefficiencies of the organization. I was frustrated by the lack of leadership and the lack of direction. I was frustrated by the political environment of the entity, because I was working for a municipality. Just frustrated. And along the way, I found Lifestyles Unlimited. And what I did was I went to a free workshop. Now, back then, we were doing free workshops in the office. We're going to get back to doing those once this COVID virus violation. It is a violation. It's a violation of our freedom and our liberties. I'll tell you, it's been difficult on me. It's been difficult on you. It's been difficult on the entire country, let alone the world. But what I want you to do is I want you to get yourself to one of our free workshops. Now, before we get live again, we're doing them virtually. And what I want you to do is check out a virtual workshop. You can get there by going to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. When you get there, get yourself registered for the date and time that makes sense for the date. An adult beverage or anything else you like. And we're going to teach you a lot of information in a very short period of time. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a wonderful weekend.
for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the math? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.